Hello and welcome to the Butts Nuts podcast, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scotty Boy Charlesworth, Scotty Dalton, old Scotty Dalton.
Oh, don't you worry about old Scotty Dalton.
How are you, old Scotty Dalton?
Yeah, Scotty Dalton's pretty good.
Oh, shit, it's the political hour. Bum ba dum ba dum bum 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 bum. Hosted by me, Beers Borgen, and my friend, Mandrew Bate. How are you, Mandrew?
Hello.
My name is Mandrew, and I like to shave my head and wear glasses.
It's time to talk political. Bum ba bum bum.
You know, I really don't agree with all the political things that are happening in our political climate.
Whoa, bum ba bum 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 bum.
You should be cancelled.
I saw a woman the other day, bum bum bum
shit,
bum bum
bro.
Bum. No, but she had a little boy, right? And the boy was it's like her son. Okay, real talk. Hey, music faders.
Yeah, bring it down.
I saw a little boy and a girl. Sorry, a woman, a mum.
A mother and her child and her son.
I could only
her presume. Own blood.
Her own blood.
Who knows?
Now, it could have been we're on a busy intersection here in thy city of Sydney.
Oh, no, this is not going to be a good end to this story, isn't it? I can see where this is going.
A kid was trying to run onto the road, and instead of her telling the kid, don't run, she's just holding onto his shirt, and he's just running, like, on the spot, going,
Jesus.
Dumb mum, she should be shot. Bum, 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 bum.
No.
You don't do that.
Control your kids.
Yeah.
Teach them discipline.
Or you'll be shot. Bum, 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 bum. And then, guess what happened?
Oh, what happened?
We got the green man to walk across the street, a common occurrence in the city.
We like green men.
And she lets go of a kid to let him run free. What does he do? He trips over in the middle of the intersection and starts crying with a grazed knee. Listen here, bitch. Why do you think that happened?
Because she was holding onto his shirt. She should have just done something.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm not a mother. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
But I'll tell you what I do. I see someone, I call them a bitch. Even though I have no business in what they do, I'm going to say it anyway. Because I'm Beers Borgen.
Beers Borgen.
And you're Mandrew Bate.
I am Mandrew. My parents named me Mandrew at birth.
Nah, I made that all up, so it's all good. She was a fictional character. I can say what I want.
Really? That was all fake?
Sure. We watched a movie again.
M. Night Shyamalan. He is our favourite M. Night Shyamalan.
He's your favourite. You know his name? It's M. Night Shyamalan. I was trying to come up with a joke.
Yeah.
Give me the synopsis. Wait. Segue. How we segue from that to Sixth Sense? Go.
We are from your story to M. Night Shyamalan.
True.
He directed The Sixth Sense.
And he directed that boy falling over. Speaking of boys falling over, we watched a boy cry today.
Oh,
speaking of
Sixth
boys
Sense.
Crying, we watched a boy cry.
Yeah.
Synopsis time. Give me that synop, boy.
I will. So, the movie that we watched, Sixth Sense. The synopsis. Malcolm Crowe, a child psychologist, starts treating a young boy who acts as a medium of communication between the former and a slew of unhappy spirits.
Wow.
Very well written, synoppy boy.
Where do you get your synopsi from?
I just whip them up on Google.
That's your problem, eh?
Yeah.
I don't want to be that critical boy.
Where should I be going to get my synoppies?
Get the best one from Letterboxd. Here.
Really?
Let me get the one from Letterboxd and your mind will be blown.
Oh my god.
Truly blown. Wow. Alright, read this out.
Okay.
See if that's better.
Thank you very much. A psychological thriller about an 8-year-old boy named Cole Sear. Okay, this is already better. Who believes he can see into the world of the dead. A child psychologist named Malcolm Crowe comes to Cole to help him deal with his problem, learning that he can really see ghosts of dead people.
Whoa! Shit.
That's a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of spoils it in a way, but not the full thing.
Not the twist.
It just spoils a little. But that's what the movie's about.
That's what you're there for, all the ghosts and shit.
Yeah.
You're there for all the ghosts.
Now, buddy, speaking of MW2 Ghost. What did you buddy, think of MW2 Ghost movie?
I thought this movie was bloody fantastic.
Bloody fantastic.
First time seeing The Sixth Sense, too.
Same, but...
But you got spoiled.
Yeah.
Tell the story. Tell the story, how you got spoiled.
I got this spoiled to me by watching Gogglebox, because one night they watch this on Gogglebox, Australia, the Australian version.
Great show.
I've had three movies spoiled to me by Gogglebox, okay?
Oh, no.
We've already gone through two of them, but the first one was Fatal Attraction.
Really?
However...
Oh, yeah, that was on Gogglebox.
I only got the rabbit scene spoiled. Yeah. The rest I didn't know, so that's why that movie still... Oh, it hit hard.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't get, like, the end bathtub scene and everything.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that. Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
But only the ending.
Oh, well, that's the main bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think I'm with you there. I think I did see that episode where they, you know, drove the car off.
I was going to do a spoiler warning, but that's all good.
It's all right. People should know we spoil movies right now anyway.
This movie. Yeah, I'll admit, I think watching a movie the first time and not knowing is so good.
Yeah.
Incredible. But now every time you've got to rewatch The Sixth Sense, you're going to know, obviously.
It's not going to be the same
effect. However, you're going to have nostalgic feelings of the first time you watched it.
Which you didn't get.
And I'll never get that feeling because I had it spoiled before I watched it. So your experience with this movie will always be much better than my experience with this movie.
Yeah, because I could see that in your reactions to things happening on screen and stuff. Like, you weren't as, oh, wow, sort of thing. You were just, like, observing and enjoying it, but, like, just watching it. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This is crazy, man.
I feel like, as well, if I take this to a movie like Inception, for example.
Yes.
I won't spoil it here, but there's some, like, crazy, like, wow moments in that movie. But I feel like it would still wow me knowing all what happens in that movie, because I got wowed the first time.
Yes.
So then I have those sort of reminiscent thoughts of the first time I sat down and watched that movie.
There really is something about being surprised the first time, eh? It just,
it
hits so well when it's done right.
Or if you were to watch Seven again.
Yes.
If you watch Seven again.
Oh my God.
You know what happens in that movie.
But the first time watching it, you're like, oh my God.
It hit you so hard. But when that end scene happens, it still hit you really hard.
Yes.
Because you'd get those old feelings of that first time. You're like, oh, this is incredible.
It destroyed my bussy.
This, unfortunately, I never got a destroyed bussy. I still enjoyed it. But That's my piece going forward.
That's your piece. That's the piece of the puzzle that you've presented.
And that will make sense about my thoughts. That's a point.
I just want to comment on the atmospheric feeling of the music in this.
Yeah.
Whoa. The score is just so nice and just out of this world emotional. Especially like at the beginning when it's just like the title cards and things like that moving through. And then it, like, moves into, you know, Malcolm in his apartment with his wife. What was her name again? I can't remember. Let me get some actors' names up and things like that. But the beginning scene just before old mate comes along with the gun and shoots Bruce Willis.
Olivia Williams, and her character was called Anna Crow.
Anna Crow, yes.
So
it was just such like a calm before the storm moment. And I think that the music in that section was just perfect. And all the way throughout it, you had, you know, the hints of where tension was going to happen. And then there was the absence of music in a lot of scenes as well, where it was just, you could hear a pin drop.
And then that reveal of like, you know, a dead person. And then the orchestral zing whenever... Yeah. It is a trope, however,
done really
doesn't
well.
Matter if it's a trope, okay?
Yeah.
That's not a problem. Say you've seen something before, it doesn't matter, but seeing it in this context worked really well.
Yeah.
They used that trope very effectively in this.
And I will say, like, the people will say it's a horror, but no, this is a straight-up thriller, this one. There is, like, a couple of medium-level jump scares, but it's not about that. It's about the horror of actually... seeing dead people.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing that this movie does really well with everything is you feel, actually going back to the last week's movie, United 93, you get that same feeling of empathy.
Mm.
But obviously for different reasons, but you feel like the fear and then the empathy for these people that have died and stuff like that.
I think as well...
That's another movie that does that, yes.
The fact that... two reasons, but the main thing is that it's the perspective of a child.
Yeah.
That childlike fear of the unknown, and then it's like, oh, he's just seeing shit because he's a child. It's his imagination.
That's right. They're never believed when, you know, they see something and then go, oh, no, it's just your imagination. Stop being silly. Yeah. Go back to your room and read a book, you idiot.
Yeah, you didn't see a pedophile who lured you into your van. It was nothing.
Oh fuck.
But it was real.
It was real. It was real, man. It was totally real. No,
but they never believed me when I was young, but I will still keep trying.
Oh, God. But the thing is, though, that is a thing. Like, you know, the accounts of children aren't always believed because kids like to make up a lot of things. It's true.
Yeah, exactly
right. Kids like to imaginate and create different things. I mean, we used to run around the garden and create characters, but...
Well, speak for yourself, loser.
But yeah, that it puts you in... It makes you feel like a child again, actually.
Yeah. And then number two would be, of course, you wouldn't feel that empathy without the performance of Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious, mate.
Oh, have you butchered that name?
No. Haley Joel Osment.
Osment. No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Haley's...
Don't try and stitch me up, mate.
No, I'm just going to say, Haley is incredible to be able to have those acting chops at such a young age, eh?
Yeah, he must have been, what, like 12 or something?
I think he was a bit younger 10? Than that. Oh, he's a very small dude, though. He's very little.
Yeah.
I reckon he was at least 9.
Obviously, 9. He's playing a 9-year-old.
Oh, yeah, true. Lol.
But they usually get an older kid to play a younger.
Yeah, yeah, he could have just been
maybe
older.
Maybe he was like 11.
A bit smaller.
Let's say 11 or 10.
But that you just felt, it just felt so genuine and real, all of his acting. It was actually all across the board. The acting was really good.
Yeah. You know who was a good actor?
Who?
The teacher.
Yeah, this with the stutter.
Wait, stutter?
The stutter.
Did he have a stutter?
You know, the teacher, that's what he was saying. Haley was like, well, I'll call him Cole for this. But like Cole was saying when he was like putting his hands to his eyes, he was saying Stutter Sam or something.
Oh, I thought that was just someone else.
No, that was him because he could, he had some sort of like connection to people, like being able to, I don't know, something. I've lost it there.
Yeah,
I've just lost it.
You've lost me.
But he said Stutter Sam, and he was like, how did you know about that, and blah, 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 and then he started stuttering. I don't know. It was like some weird psychic connection this kid has.
Unless maybe like one of his dead parents used to call him Stutter Sam.
Yeah, true. And died. I don't know, yeah, but that was a weird moment for sure. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He was a good teacher, though, wasn't
he? He was a good teacher. You know, he taught...
hangings. Oh, no.
History.
He taught it incorrectly, though.
Incorrect history.
And that's the way you should teach it, I say. No, his performance was great. Let's go back to, though, that start scene. Hey, how nuts was that?
Wait, which part of the start scene? Oh, you mean like the... Yeah, just the beginning.
The suicide.
Yeah, that was heavy, man. And this character, the... Oh, I forgot his name as well, the other patient beforehand. So he had
Vincent
had the same issue, being able to see dead people.
Yeah.
And then this has been passed on to this kid.
So obviously every person who dies, then they have to fulfill something first before...
They leave.
Going to the next area. So is Bruce Willis now going to just linger around, or do we think he's gone to heaven or some bullshit like that?
I think that's the moral of the story, is that like they're going to leave. Yeah.
Like he's done now.
Yeah, he's done. He's finished his purpose. That's the whole thing around ghosts. That's the whole thing around them, is like they have a purpose that they haven't fulfilled before they left.
Mm.
So I have a thing where if a person died in this universe, sort
rest
of thing,
in peace, brother.
they didn't come back as a ghost, sort of thing. Then they have fulfilled everything. But like, obviously, as humans, we can't fulfill every purpose in our life.
Speak for yourself.
But you are winning at everything at the moment, aren't you?
No, my life is falling apart.
You're clutching it by the balls at the moment, trying to make the best.
By the absolute straws.
The scrotum. Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, the ghosts, they still have something that's pulling them to the world. I'm getting notifications left, right and centre.
From her LinkedIn.
The Discord. The Discord chat's going off.
Put it yourself on do not disturb. Oh. Well, what is the Discord? Read the first message, quick.
Wait,
you've already brought it up and...
Might be on...
Oh,
is this talking about gaming?
That's boring. What's the message above that?
Yeah,
bro.
Me download. Go long time. That's good.
A previous guest on the Butt Science podcast from
our sexologist.
Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, true. That's right. Our sexologist.
Our official sexologist.
How could I forget such a thing?
Well, we should have brought him on this podcast.
Well, we didn't, okay?
Yeah.
Why?
Ghost sex, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Now, okay. All right. Let me just... I want to say straight up...
I'm glad you're saying it.
The acting in this from Toni Collette, good bloody job.
But did I mention the teacher?
You did mention the teacher.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
Toni Collette, and I'm going to say right now, she's like the most underrated Australian actor of all time.
I'm going to say it. She's the most underrated Australian actress of all time.
She's so good.
She is just so good.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, you need to watch Hereditary right now, because she has a knack for paranormal sort of movies. I don't know what it is, but she's got the talent.
Hereditary,
Muriel's Wedding. Hey, Muriel. You fuckhead. Oi, oh, how about Bruce Willis in this movie, man?
Oi, and hey, Muriel.
Oh.
You're a mistake. No, wait, can we what? Bring this...
Bring it back.
We're talking about Toni Collette, the most underrated Australian actress of all time, most likely.
I'm going to say across the board, actress, actor... She's it.
She's it for what?
She's the one. She's the one. She's the one that represents us. She's the best
Who?
Of us.
Me and you?
Toni Collette.
She represents you and I.
She represents the Butts to Nuts podcast.
And I respect that.
She's a good woman.
You could just see her acting chops on she's full just... force in the car scene.
Yeah.
When, I mean, from the two of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was a few moments.
Haley's crying as well. He does that very effectively.
He has like a really nice, like, little tear up just before it like gets into it. Like, that's hard to compose yourself and still be able to speak properly.
Yeah, but a lot of even adults.
It's really subtle, isn't it? It's like those little micro expressions.
Mm.
It's really good.
But even a lot of adults, when they do acting, like crying of acting, it just seems fake and
yeah. Disingenuous.
Yeah, that's the word. But he does it brilliantly. Like, when he confesses that he sees dead people, famous quote,
I see dead people. I almost got up and clapped at that point, but I was like, nah, I'll ruin the tension.
Yeah, you would have ruined the whole thing.
Yeah.
That quote is even better in context as well.
Oh, it is. It's just such a build-up to that point too. And it's... I just think, looking back, like, Bruce Willis actually being dead the entire time.
Whoa, spoilers.
Spoiler alert, you know. But he's getting therapy from a ghost. That's just the fucking coolest thing ever, man.
But obviously...
It's just so cool.
I'll call him Cole, I guess. Cole knew the whole time.
Well, obviously, because at the start, when he enters the house, his mother doesn't acknowledge him at all.
No, see, yeah, that was my...
That's the trippy thing. Like, you think he does, but think she does, but she doesn't. She never looks at him, and she says, you've got an hour. that, like, you thought she was talking to Malcolm saying you've got an hour for therapy, but she was really talking to Cole saying you've got an hour till you get to eat your triangle pancakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Crack the code, bitch.
Like, when I first saw that, and then after the movie ended, I was like, oh, that's stupid. Like, that scene makes no sense because they interacted, because I just thought they did.
They totally
And then,
don't.
Whilst you were setting up for the podcast, I rewatched that scene. And they didn't. They don't interact at all. They're just sitting there. And then Haley comes through the door and she goes up to him, whatever, talks about the triangle pancakes, Illuminati. And then also I was confused about the anniversary scene.
The anniversary
Bruce Willis has his anniversary dinner with his wife. Comes around late.
You thought that they interacted.
And I was like, that makes no sense because she walked off all angry saying, oh, yeah, happy anniversary. No, but she doesn't. It's just like happy in a sad way. And I completely misremembered that scene because I was like, oh, man, that doesn't make any sense. And that's stupid.
That is brilliant filmmaking right there. Being able to create a scene that can have a totally different meaning in a different context. Like, that's incredible. M. Night Shyamalan, you've done it again!
Again, I don't know, yeah. Apparently this is like he peaked here and then that's the word on the street.
Well, we haven't seen Unbreakable yet, so...
Oh yeah, true, I forgot about those.
We'll see what
that
happens.
That old trilogy.
But we have seen Avatar: The Last Airbender, the greatest movie of all time.
So we know he's done it again.
He's done it again.
And apparently, oh, there's The Visit. He's done The Visit. And Signs.
The Devil?
Yes.
Apparently, The Devil is one of the scariest horror movies.
Why?
Straight up.
Is that the elevator one?
I read that somewhere online.
True.
Just
Really? Is he just produced that, or is he make that?
He made that. He made The Devil.
I don't know.
I don't know, mate. It was in his little IMDb section.
No, he doesn't say it here.
Really? Well,
a letterbox.
I've got it wrong.
I could be wrong.
Look,
we're typically wrong on this podcast.
Most of the time, you could go back to any episode and just be like, yeah, these guys are just spitting bullshit the entire time.
What's it called? The Devil?
The
Devil. Not here.
The Devil.
It's nothing. You sure that's the elevator film?
I don't know. No, it is. It is the elevator film.
You got the name wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, it's not important.
I mentioned empathy before, but I want to talk about how the fear of the ghosts is transformed into empathy, and that's the lesson that Bruce teaches, well, Malcolm teaches Cole.
Mm.
That's pretty wholesome, isn't it? And it's also like you could kind of mirror it to real society of, you know, you never know what people have going on, you know, if someone's acting a bit strange or something, but really you just need to, like, try and understand them and talk to them, and then you can get the real reason.
Yeah, that they see dead people.
That you see, yeah, that's right. But that's and it also goes for the fact that everyone thinks he's weird. They think Cole's weird, but really he has this problem going on, and he just needs someone to talk to as a ghost. And then.
Who thought Cole was weird?
Everyone. Remember all the kids? They all thought he was strange and they didn't want to hang out with him at school.
At school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I'm an idiot. For a second there, I thought Bruce Willis' character was called Cole.
No, his name is Malcolm.
I was wigging out.
You are wigging hard. Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Retrace. Go.
So all the kids think that Cole is strange.
Correct.
And because he has something going on deep inside...
Hmm.
And then he needs someone to talk to, being Bruce Willis, which is the ghost, talks to him, and then then Cole becomes the therapist for the ghost. It's like it comes full circle.
Yeah.
It's like a therapy circle.
But obviously Cole could see the bullet shot on him the whole time as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He would have been able to, but just Bruce Willis wouldn't be able to at first.
Not at first, yeah.
Because you don't say that you're dead till you're dead.
So horrifying, too, that, yeah, it's just like...
That guy killed himself and then killed Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, no, killed Bruce Willis and then killed
himself.
Yeah,
that wouldn't really make sense at all.
It would. Ricochet, bitch.
No, but just the whole concept of this, like, these ghosts not knowing that they're dead, but just appearing all disfigured and shit. You go first and then I'll ask.
How would those people who were hung not know that they're dead?
They're like, bruh, why am I levitating?
Shit, there's this rope around my neck, but anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe some of them do realize that they're dead.
Also, Bruce Willis was like interacting with things in the world. Did we see him pick up objects and remember move?
Saw the other ghost open all the drawer doors or the cupboard doors.
Yeah.
There you go. He can interact. So the little girl ghost had the blanket on top of her head.
Yeah.
Meaning they can move things.
Mm.
Strange encounters.
It's a proven fact.
There we go. Ghost confirmed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just... there were some really horrible ways people died as well. Especially, like, the woman in the house. And she had, like, the cuts on her wrists and she was all bashed up and shit.
Yeah, so did she kill herself, you reckon? After getting abused.
After getting abused, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, the little kid with the fucking hole in the back of his head.
Big deal, O'Neill.
Big deal. That was probably the scariest ghost for me, because it's just, like, unassuming and this random little kid, and you're like...
Oh. Hey, dude, want to see my dad's gun? Turns around, there's a whole bullet hole there. mind that. New hairstyle. It's the 80s, man.
Get pranked. And then Scotty from Prank Patrol comes through the door and is like, hey, you're on Prank Patrol.
Shot you in the head.
That's a Australian TV kids reference. For international listeners, you won't understand that. Go Google.
Yeah, when he went out to do that piss, little coal boy.
Yeah.
And then you saw that mother walk past. That was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Holy crap.
I do wish, though. Wait, let's just talk about all the ghosts that we saw. Who else was there? There was the people who got hung. Oh, the vomit chick when she got revealed. And she's just like, bleh.
Yeah. Which was incredibly sad when we got the backstory from that.
Yeah. Like
that was her own mother poisoning her, wasn't it? Or was it the nanny?
Her own mum poisoned her, I think, yeah.
That's fucked. Maybe not a mother, but maybe it was the partner. Who knows? Probably wouldn't have been a mother.
Well, you don't know.
It's just, I mean, there's horrible people out there, but are you really going to be doing that to your own kid?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think the actual mother would. It would be like a partner in that relationship.
Yeah, we can assume.
So everyone, like, that's that scene, the funeral scene, that's what we're talking about.
I think they know. Well, who else got poisoned and died of cancer?
This is true.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Which one was it? Was it the one at the start, the one at the end?
No, but I think she, like, got poisoned and then choked on a vomit or something. That's why it was probably like that sort of thing, right?
Maybe.
Oh, who knows? I don't know what she was poisoned with as well.
Yeah, I saw the big bottle and I thought it was like Pepsi Max or something.
Hey, you gotta pour some Pepsi in your soup.
The words on the bottle looked weird. I thought it said Nesquik on it or some shit.
It's probably like dishwashing liquid or something.
Poisoned with Nesquik?
The blue juice from under the sink.
But that tape obviously wasn't real.
No, the tape was real.
No, the tape was real, but how it was filmed is obviously like a paranormal weird thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The daughter definitely didn't set up a camera and shit.
No, she set up the camera for the...
For her play.
And then the film ran out at the end of... midway through her drinking the soup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't think it was just a paranormal tape?
But I think there was obviously there was paranormal influence there.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah. But not just a paranormal tape. I think it was because she was recording that to show her dad.
Yeah.
The little puppet show.
Yeah.
That's how I rationalized that.
Damn, I felt bad for that father, eh?
Oh, man. That was a nice little subplot too. Like it really hit emotionally. You never get things like that in movies where, like, the tiniest little subplot you're just going to see for a second hits so deep and then it moves on to the bigger picture again, just evolving the story.
Mm.
Like, I'm glad that we got to see Cole evolve in a way where he was able to help his first ghost, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, even the lady with the burns on her face later.
Yeah. And the movie made you think that that was his mum.
Yeah, or like just another lady from the costume area or whatever.
I thought it was Toni Collette at first, and then she turned around and the chick's full burnt.
Yeah, it was like, fuck.
Oh, there's been a fire in the school back in the day.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah, bro, I know.
Let's get this play done and dusted.
I found that shit really unrealistic, though.
What?
Well, you could just tell in the play that everything was fake. The sword just came straight in.
Bro, it wasn't even like actual King Arthur when he pulled the sword out of the rock.
Yeah.
So unrealistic.
And then when they all tripped over and fell and started laughing, that's not accurate.
That's not how it went down.
Do you really think King Arthur would laugh like that?
Do you really think Merlin would fall down? No.
It was more of a cackle. He's a wizard. Not a laugh.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
So silly.
Do you wish there was more scarier ghosts?
No, I think it was the perfect balance. I kind of do, in a way, I guess.
They did hint that there was scary ghosts to come, and it never came.
I was left wanting a little bit more, I would say.
Yeah.
Especially, like, with the dungeon scene.
Yeah.
I love that scene. I really love that scene, because it doesn't reveal the ghosts yet, but something, like, lurking in the dark I kind of wanted, you know?
Mm.
A little bit more edginess. There's a really good thing about this movie, pacing-wise, regarding the reveal of the ghosts as well. It doesn't happen till about halfway. I mean, obviously Bruce, but you don't know yet.
Yeah.
So about halfway, and then you start seeing people. There's just been this build-up of kind of like, oh, is he schizophrenic or something? Or, you know, what the fuck's going on, you know?
Yeah, if you had no idea, just going in blind.
I think that's the best way to really expose someone to a movie like this, for sure. Yeah.
Because then they'd have two big, like, wall moments. The half...
Bike. Hold on. Damn, we really need, like, a soundproof studio.
Because there'd be two moments where you'd get wowed. The first moment would be, as I said, the dead people, and then the Bruce Willis thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you think the dead people would just be it, and then afterwards Bruce Willis would be like, what?
Shit.
I just think because Bruce Willis said at a point, he's like, oh, even when they're in the church, okay, just after Bruce Willis didn't believe him about the ghost, and then he listens back to the tape.
Yeah, yeah.
Which that sound design was done really well as well.
Oh, yeah, overall as well.
Yeah.
Really atmospheric.
Then he comes back in the church and little Haley's like, yo, you're wigging out or what? He's like, yeah.
He was
yeah,
so confident at that part.
I'm wigging out. Then they have their chat and he's like, you got to help the ghost. That's the way. Even the scary ones. And I was like, oh, okay, so we're going to see some scary one. We know he's been beat up before and hurt by the ghosts. Are we going to see one of those ghosts who's like really nasty, like a crazy old man who's a crack addict
who
starts trying to, like, I don't know, beat up Haley or Cole, whatever we're going to call him.
Yeah, yeah.
There
was a lot of similarities between Haley and, Cole and Vincent, weren't there?
Yeah, that I think that was the point.
I know, but it's just like I was trying to... I really hoped that they weren't the same person, and I'm glad that they weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's too many details pointing away from them being the same person sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's... The whole reason was that he didn't help that guy, and then he got killed by that guy. So his legacy was to at least help someone with the sixth sense.
That's right, yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
How nice was Philadelphia as well, the backdrop of this place?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They shot it really well. It's just all the sections, environments, just...
All the sex, did you say?
Wait, what?
You said all the sex.
Sections.
Oh, right.
Sections of filming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just looked visually stunning, mate.
Visually appealing?
Okay, so when the girl first appeared, I was a little bit confused when they went to a different house, because I was of the impression that when a ghost dies at first, that they're like in their section. So I thought the dead lady was part of that house, right?
Which dead lady? Oh, so, what, the abused lady, yeah.
Or the boy was a part of the same family, and it was like a linking story between the two, but they were different.
Yeah. No, because they go to seek out Cole.
Yeah.
For help. Because yes. They know that he can help. Because remember there was the line that Bruce Willis said? He said, wow, she travelled a long way to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
So the ghosts must just have a presence to him.
They're just attracted to him.
There's a pull to him.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, I got to go over to get relieved and filled. Wait, no. And fulfilled.
And that's why...
Not filled.
Filled. No, but that's why Bruce was attracted to him. Because...
How so?
In the way of having to fulfill his last thing. Like, in the...
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing? You're looking at me weird.
I'm not looking at you anyway. Don't look at me like that. I hate it when people look at me like that. Movie reference.
So, yeah, there was, like, his last part of... I've lost it. I fucking lost it.
Well, that's your fault, mate.
No, it's your fault. You
My
put me
fault.
Off.
I looked at you normally.
You fucking...
I've been looking at you the same way since January 28th when we kicked off this podcast.
Wait.
I think that's when we started.
The 28th of January.
2022. Oh. And only now you decide to bring up that I've been looking at you weird. November 17th.
I'm just getting strange feelings. They're just paranormal. Something's not right with this room today. It's like someone's bloody watching me.
Yeah, I'm bloody watching you. Remember I died in that truck accident and I'm not actually here?
Wait a minute.
That's why I've got a big wheel in me.
Oh, yeah, that explains
that big wheel.
And Macklemore proceeds to play.
True. Well, do you appreciate the magic trick or not in this movie?
I thought it was very funny. I thought that was a very funny part.
Yeah, it was a good part.
So you're funny too.
What?
That's what he says. That's what Cole says.
Sorry, pardon?
So you're funny too.
Yeah.
And then he tries the joke.
I'm wigging with you.
I thought that was very cute.
And then I liked it when he did it at the party.
And he's like, I want my penny back.
Also, another funny moment was the ring part with that husband.
Wait, what? The ring part? When she drops the ring and they're like, he's basically crying and realizing he's dead. Oh, yeah, that
and
part
then he
was
trips
so
out.
Funny, man.
Goes, oh my God, I'm dead.
Big shot, I'm actually dead.
And then
man.
We have the flashback of Haley Joel going, yo, you know, you don't realize you're dead. No, not that part, Scott. When the wife is in her antique shop and she's trying to sell that couple. Just that really odd part where, like, we've had this whole tension and then there's, like, that minute scene of the husband trying to talk out the wife of buying the sapphire ring.
Oh, that was good. That was fantastic.
Just came out of nowhere, served its purpose, and then left. And I was like, wow, that is good.
There was... Wow. I'm just... I'm actually just mind blown by this movie, man.
I can tell.
I really think that this is probably one of Bruce Willis's best performances.
Oh, there was...
He was just so warm. He just had such a nice, warm presence about him. He fit the therapist role perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, really well done.
He had a similar hairline to you as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, one side was completely in the middle... And the other side was just receding about a third in. And then he had that middle strip that he still bothered to comb over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how we like it. What can I say? I model myself after the Willis.
Yeah. Oh, there was an M. Night Shyamalan cameo.
Oh, was that... Wait, when was that? I didn't see him.
He was a doctor. That's when I looked at you and I was like, bro, it's M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, right. I thought it was just another guy you knew. I was like, just kind of nodding.
No,
going,
that's why I looked at you
guy,
and I was like, bro, check it out.
Now that I'm looking back in
it's
my
M.
brain.
M. Night Shyamalan.
It was M. Night Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan.
I said his name wrong. That's all good.
You said Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
No, stop making fun of the poor man's name.
Not making fun of his name.
He's done enough. He's got enough slander from fucking Avatar, man.
And all these other movies. I'm not making fun of his name. It's just...
Oh, it's just... I'm a white man trying to say someone else's name,
okay? I struggle.
You struggle. Fuck, we need to get an aircon in this room, bro.
Yeah, and it's a bloody ABN hot. So we can get that bloody money, am I right?
Yeah. Shit. All right, I think I'm done. I just want to say overall, this movie was fantastic.
Glad.
Sounded great. Acting was great. Story was fantastic. Took me by surprise. It deserves the accolades. It deserves its spot in reputation in film history, for sure.
Do other dead people... Why can't they see each other, I wonder?
That is a good question. And that was a very interesting point, too. I guess, like, because if they could see dead people, then they would realise they're dead.
Oh, shit.
There we go. That answers your question.
You've done it.
What can they say? I'm a bloody detective.
Shall we... Trivia? No, I genuinely cut that.
Okay. I'm sorry, that was a little bit too silly.
Shall we trivia?
Yes.
Alrighty. Reportedly, Haley Joel Osment got the role of Cole for one of three reasons. First, he was the best for it. Second,
obviously,
he was the only boy at auditions.
What?
Who wore a tie.
Oh.
Let me finish. Third, director M. Night Shyamalan was surprised when he asked Osment if he read his part. Osment replied, "I read it three times last night." Shyamalan was impressed, saying, "Wow, you read it your part three times?" To which Osment replied, "No, I read the script three times."
What? That was very good trivia, Ben. Well done.
You didn't like it.
No, no, no. Give me some more trivia, please.
Okay. The movie was filmed in sequence.
Yep.
Yep.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Very good.
I know.
I like that.
This movie was rented by 80 million people in the year 2000, making it the year's top-rated VHS/DVD title. Oh, no, and DVD title.
Oh, my glob.
I know, right?
That's fantastic. Back in the days when you used to go to the bloody Video Easy and get the Justice League on DVD and put it on and watch it in the lounge room.
Yeah, or get Edward Scissorhands at Blockbuster at Narrabeen.
Or, what was the bloody Dukes of Hazzard, the movie?
Oh, that's what we got.
With Stifler in it.
Stifler, yeah. Toni Collette has said that she was so moved by the emotional resonance of the story while filming. She did not even realize it was a horror film until after its release.
That's incredible. And it
debatable.
Has... Debatable?
You said it wasn't a horror.
Oh, well, yeah. It's a thriller. It's a thriller with scary elements, I would say.
True.
But that just proves the point of how many layers this film has. It's not just one genre. There's just so many different aspects of life being thrown at you from the story.
It's yeah.
Beautiful. It is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I'm sensing a lot of love for this movie.
I do have love.
Letterboxd time?
Oh, you know me too well.
Yes, I do. Eric says, "Love the twist ending where they reveal Bruce Willis had two foreheads this entire movie. 4.5 stars. Lovely, Eric.
And I was sipping my water at that, and that when you just said that.
Bit similar to you, actually. The
two foreheads.
Yeah. Liam said, "Imagine my disappointment to discover that M. Night Shyamalan's first name is actually Manoj and not just the letter M." 3.5 stars.
M. Spelt E M.
Shyamalan. I think I'm saying it right?
Shyamalan.
Yeah. Oh, Shyamalan.
Or is it... I'm probably saying it wrong, too.
Shyamalan.
You're saying it wrong.
It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Maybe you're saying it right.
I'm saying it right. And it doesn't matter because it's not like we're putting this out to the people to listen to. So it's just for me. Vinny says, "I feel if I had seen the first 5 Cents movies, then I would have been able to appreciate this more. But it was still pretty decent. 4 stars.
That was good.
I agree. Not enough context because I needed to see the other 5 Cents movies.
That's right.
We do it differently here at the Butts Nuts podcast.
We go in reverse.
Yeah. Next week, 5th Cents.
Actually, I thought it was the 7th next week.
You said reverse. What part of reverse don't you understand?
Well, we're actually going to go forwards, but in reverse.
Stop it. Score time. Yeah. I'm sensing a high one from you. Should I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10 nugs.
Wow. Very different to me. I don't give this a 10. I think it was almost a 10. Not a 10, though. Definitely not a 10. It was a 9 out of 10 nugs for me. Really enjoyed it.
Wow. Are you going to stop?
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.
Butts to Nuts.